We're in the midst of a global revolution, and I think that's definitely strong. And we're also in a rare situation in which there are no experts. There's literally not one expert. There's nobody anywhere in the world who predicted the events of the last 6 weeks. What has been happening in the last 5 or 6 weeks? And I witnessed it most acutely in Tahrir Square in Cairo. Is something with an enormous energy, but extraordinary forms. I've been in a number of revolutions before, but they've always been ideological. They've always been quite clear on what they wanted and how it was going to be realised. I mean, if you take the Iranian Revolution in 1979, people knew it was going to be something which probably involved an Islamic state of some description. Khomeini was the prince across the water. Well, in Egypt, in Libya, in Tunisia, there was no prince across the water. There was no great political movement in exile. There was nothing that you could look at and say, ha-ha, this is what's going to happen. And in a way, that's why I think this global revolution is both refreshingly and dangerously interesting. We have absolutely no idea where it's going to lead. And we have no idea what our own role in it is. Are we stoking it? I mean, I tweet every night looking for people in Saudi Arabia who will tell me what's going on there. I don't know for sure that anything's going on, but I had a very interesting tweet the other day which said that all their satellite phones have been taken off. That suggests the authorities are getting very jittery. Now we know, of course, they've chucked a whole lot of money at the population and they're being bribed to not to rise up. But of course, we all know that in Saudi Arabia, the world economy would go. I mean, it's a pretty devastatingly frightening thing, because, I mean, you know, if that oil source collapsed, if that system disintegrated, one of the most odious regimes anywhere in the world. It's an incredible thing. I mean, here we are, anxious, but one of the most odious regimes on Earth should not fall. And we have no journalists in there. There are no Western journalists of any worth in Saudi Arabia, because the only way you could be a Western journalist in Saudi Arabia is to tell the story as Saudi really wants it told. But Saudi is obviously the big prize in terms of the revolutionary movement, such as it is. But I come back to this fact that there were no experts, and there is no expert when it comes to the question of whether Saudi Arabia will fall, or indeed whether it may actually catch fire in China. China is incredibly jittery about our pictures, our tweets, our instant information. And, for example, it's become increasingly difficult to search the word Egypt in China. What an incredible state of affairs. For how long will the Chinese be able to hold the line on the internet? For how long will it not be possible to bypass, and it already is possible to bypass, even what the vast amounts of money that the Chinese throw at trying to control the internet? And my argument tonight is that all this information needs mediating, that we need people we can trust to interpret what's actually going on. And we now employ at Channel 4 News, a third of the people in our entire organisation are merely working online, on Twitter, on Facebook, not tweeting or sending messaging, but researching what is actually going on and trying to piece it together and looking at the links, and the hints, and photographs, and film, and the rest of it. People are putting up a lot of misinformation. Who those people are, it's difficult to know. Are the intelligence agencies putting up deliberate misinformation? Is the CIA involved in putting up misinformation? When you see, in a nondescript room, 25 bodies with their hands tied behind their backs, face down, in assorted clothing, are they in Libya? The tweet says they are. How do we prove it? How do we then go to where and say, we've seen the bodies of 24 dead people in Libya? I don't think we do. But a lot of people are.